a woman in Houston who I'm looking at her before pictures is really rather pretty, and I don't really understand, but has gone through several plastic surgeries because she wants to look like Melania Trump. Claudia Sierra is her name. She's had at least 8 surgical procedures. These were all done in one day.
Ugh.
So it's done on Tuesday, including a tummy tuck, liposuction, Brazilian butt lift, and injectable treatments.
Okay, let's go around the room. If you could, everything paid for, and you could pick one person to look like, who would you want to look like?
Oh, who would I want to look like?
Yeah, one person.
I don't even know. I'd have to think about that.
Yeah, I'd have to really think about it.
I know.
Who would you look like?
I would want to look like the 25-year-old Dave Luzak.
Yeah. Totally. Because you feel like it in your mind, and then you look in the mirror, and you're like, who is that person?
Who's that guy?
No, that's why our eyes start to go bad as we get older, so we don't have to look.
That's a really good point, so you don't really see.
When we pass the mirror, we don't see as clearly.
I need glasses.
Yeah. But how do those guys that like have the surgery to look like Elvis, there's always something weird, like... They're kind of there, but you can tell.
Because they're not Elvis.
And right. How about this? How about every single celebrity has that same weird cat look about them?
Yeah.
The more plastic surgery they have. And we just had a story a couple of days ago, Courtney Cox, who said...
Totally regrets it.
She regrets it.
Her friends begged her to stop using filler in her face.
Right.
I think that it becomes an obsession at some point, or it seems to be, like so many, like especially celebrities you see keep doing it over and over and over again.
I can't see why they don't look in the mirror and realize their lip looks funny.
Right.
But, where you just immediately go, that looks ducky, like something
weird.
You know
why? Because there's people around them all the time telling them how great they look. I think so.
I think they're just trying.
I mean, sometimes you get stuff done and then one of your coworkers comes up to you and says, don't ever do that again.
I don't know who would have done that.
Let's go back.
But I hope they have honest coworkers.
Let's see.
I do have honest coworkers. Okay, so I got just a little freebie injection on right in my crow's feet, like right underneath my eyes. And I knew it was weird. My own husband didn't recognize that I couldn't smile correctly. I just couldn't smile. Like when I would try to talk on TV and smile, my cheeks wouldn't quite go up.
Oh my God.
So here comes Gino. Into my office, shuts the door. I'm like, okay. And he sits down. He goes, as a friend, can I talk to you about your face? I'm like, I know it's all jacked up. Like, I can't. I know it was a free, like, just trial run.
Well, the reason I did it was everybody was talking about it behind your back. And I just wanted to say to you, you look great. You don't do that again.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
And when you say everybody, who?
Yeah, oh, see,
well,
my mailman, every place that I went to fill
the UPS
up my
delivery
mailman.
No, I'm kidding. No,
no, but I was just teasing. I was just wanting you to out the people
within the building.
Okay. Well, I knew
building.
I would have said, I said it out loud. I messed up.
Well,
but you know, they're thinking
thankfully,
that
it was not one of those permanent mess ups.
No,
you know
it's
what I
like
mean?
A couple months. It's just a couple months.
Well, a couple months of not being able to function with your smiling or talking.
Well,
nothing makes
her
happy anymore.
Why does Katrina look so sad? Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking about Melania when she was saying she was getting all those surgeries to look just like her. It's like, how do you get the surgery for disappointment?
There you go.
Because that's how she really truly looks sometimes, you know?
Right.
Cranky.